لسر دميك داد.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden made a surprise visit Sunday to Ukraine, where she met with Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska at a school that has been converted into a shelter for people fleeing violence and Russian bombing elsewhere in the country. Biden crossed the Slovakia-Ukraine border into the city of Uzhhorod in the southwestern corner of the country after visiting with Ukrainian refugees who fled their homeland to Slovakia. Zelenska, married to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, has been in hiding along with their two children since the beginning of Russia's invasion of Ukraine 10 weeks ago. On the day the United States is celebrating Mother's Day, Biden brought Zelenska a bouquet of flowers, and the two shared a hug before beginning their meeting. Zelenska thanked Dr. Biden for coming and called the trip a courageous act. U.S. officials said Biden had previously communicated with Zelenska, exchanging correspondence in the past few weeks. The First Lady's visit to Ukraine was not announced ahead of time because of security concerns. Dozens of Ukrainians were feared dead Sunday after a Russian bomb leveled a school sheltering about 90 people in eastern Ukraine. The governor of the disputed Luhansk province, where intense fighting has raged for weeks between Russian and Ukrainian forces, said 30 people were rescued at the site, but that others in the school probably did not survive. The governor said Russian shelling also killed two boys, ages 11 and 14, in a nearby town. The latest shelling in the Donbas region came as Russia relentlessly pushed to show some battleground success in eastern Ukraine ahead of its Victory Day celebration on Monday. It's the anniversary of the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany in 1945. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization is gathering evidence for a possible war crimes investigation. The agency said Saturday it has documented Russian attacks on healthcare facilities in Ukraine. The Reuters news agency reported that WHO Emergencies Director Mike Ryan, on an unannounced visit to Ukraine with WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, told reporters of the explicit responsibility of warring parties to avoid attacking health facilities, yet the WHO has documented 200 attacks on hospitals and clinics. Russia has denied previous accusations by Ukraine and Western nations of possible war crimes and of targeting civilians at the war. In the United States, abortion rights protesters rallied in cities around the country on Saturday, vowing to fight to ensure that abortion remains a legal option for women nationwide. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Hundreds gathered in Chicago, Atlanta, Houston, and other cities days after a draft Supreme Court opinion was leaked suggesting the court will overturn Roe v. Wade, which legalized abortion. Illinois' governor told protesters he'd protect rights in their state. So did New York's attorney general at a Long Island protest. In Atlanta, demonstrators marched through downtown chanting, "Not the church and not the state. Women must decide our fate." In D.C., abortion rights protesters stood outside the Supreme Court holding signs that said, "Abort the court." Demonstrating across the street, protesters who oppose abortion. I'm Julie Walker.
John Lee has been elected as Hong Kong's next leader after winning over 99% of votes cast at a largely pro-Beijing election committee. Lee received 1,416 votes in the chief executive election on Sunday morning, far exceeding the 751 votes he needed to win. As the only candidate in the polls, Lee was expected to win, especially since he had Beijing's endorsement and last month obtained 786 nominations from members of the election committee in support of his candidacy. Lee will replace current leader Carrie Lam on July the 1st. The election has sparked concern that Beijing could further tighten its grip on Hong Kong. And Syrian President Bashar al-Assad visited his closest regional ally, Iran, on Sunday for talks with Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, during which both leaders called for stronger ties between Tehran and Damascus. Recapping our top story this hour, U.S. First Lady Jill Biden has made a surprise visit to Ukraine, where she met with Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.